The city shut off our water.
I'm dying for just a drink of water.
A drink right now will help you for a little while, but there's a better kind of water that lasts forever. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach, and as always, I'm glad that you're listening. If you've heard Jesus called the living water, it might be kind of confusing because he's not made of water, right? But just like a bottle of water can save someone who's dying of thirst, Jesus can save people who are dying of spiritual thirst. He offers to save you from death. You just have to accept it. John 4:14 says this, "Those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again, giving them eternal life." And now for our story. It's entitled Water of Life. "Hey," said Zoe, "what's wrong with the water?" She turned the kitchen faucet knob as far as she could, but all she got was a sputtering sound. She groaned, "I'm so thirsty." When I got home from work, I found a notice on the door saying the city water department would be working on our street today, said Mom. "If I'd known earlier, I would have filled some containers, but there's still some juice in the fridge." Zoe grabbed the juice and poured all of it into a large glass. She chugged it greedily, then smacked her lips. "That was good." "Did you save any for Mikey?" asked Mom, looking up from a pile of mail. Zoe looked at the empty juice container. "Whoops." When Zoe's brother Mikey got home a few minutes later and found out there was nothing to drink, he groaned and staggered to a chair. "Water! Water!" he cried weakly. Zoe laughed. "You don't have to be so dramatic about it." Mom went to answer a knock at the door, and a minute later, Molly, their next-door neighbor, walked in with a gallon of water. "I thought you might be needing this," she said. Mikey eagerly poured water into a glass and drank it, then sighed with satisfaction. "Oh, thank you, Molly," he said, clasping his hands together. "You saved my life." "Oh, brother," groaned Zoe. "Here we go again." "Well, a person dying of thirst can be saved by getting a drink of water," said Mikey. "Isn't that why Jesus is called the living water? Because he can save people who are dying?" "That's a very good point," said Mom. "People have a spiritual thirst that's even greater than the thirst for water. We have a thirst for love, for joy, for forgiveness, and for God. A drink of water can save us from physical death, and Jesus, the living water, can save us from spiritual death. But what if you hadn't taken the water Molly offered you, Mikey?" "I'd still be thirsty," said Mikey. Mom nodded. "The same thing goes for us if we don't take the living water that Jesus offers. It's free and brings everlasting life, but only to those who accept it." So how about you? Do you ever feel unsatisfied with life, even if you have a lot of good things going for you? Do you have a thirsty soul or a spiritual thirst? Jesus can satisfy that thirst. He can quench your soul's deepest desires and fill your life with peace, hope, and joy. He can save you from spiritual death and give you eternal life. So trust in Him, and He will satisfy your soul. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse today is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 14.
"But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life."
And our key thought for Sunday: Jesus satisfies thirsty souls. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.